Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, December 12th, 2017. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Heard some of Andy Reid's comments. Play some more of those later. Highlights from Monday Night Football last night. That was a surprising score, surprising result to the Monday night matchup between the Patriots and the Dolphins. The Dolphins and the Patriots' long winning streak, and they beat them 27-20. And a little eye-opening there as well, because the Chiefs have to play the Dolphins coming up. If they can beat the San Diego Chargers, they would have to win one more game to win the division championship, and those two opportunities to win one more game would be home against the Dolphins and at the Denver Broncos. And the Dolphins were really, really good last night. Their defense was terrific. Jay Cutler was solid. He had 263 yards passing and three touchdowns, although the Miami offense went into a shell in the fourth quarter and did nothing but punt and give New England opportunities to come back and win the game. Although New England could not capitalize, they made it a one-score game, and then they were unable to recover the onside kick, and so Miami gets the win. I mean, Kenyon Drake's been a revelation for them. He's had back-to-back games now with 100 yards rushing, but it was their defense and their pass rush that was all over Tom Brady. And really impressed by the speed of their defense, impressed with their run game, impressed with their assortment of wide receivers. And you know the names between Jarvis Landry and Devontae Parker and Kenny Stills. They've got some talent there. And now that they're able to – and look, they traded they made a deal and traded Jay Ajayi, and people wonder, well, what the hell are they doing? They need a running game. Kenyon Drake has looked very, very good. He did nothing for the first several games of his career, and all of a sudden, back to back 100-yard games for the former third stringer out of Alabama. I mean, hell, I think in his career, leading up to these last two opportunities. Well, now he's got, 434 yards, but he had never had a 100-yard game. He had a couple of nice games after he had started to get some more playing time, but first half of the year he didn't have anything, and now he looks like a real find, a third-round pick by Miami in 2016, and so he's making some fantasy football teams really happy. A nice waiver claim towards the middle or end of the season. But Tom Brady did not look good. He was bothered by the pass rush. He was bothered by the speed of the Miami defense. Now, how much of this was Rob Gronkowski being out? How much was it's crazy to think that, you know, one guy can make his absence can make an offense look so bad, but it is Rob Gronkowski, and he's when he's playing, when he's available, when he's healthy, he's still probably the best receiving tight end in all of football. And so it looked like the Patriots certainly needed him last night. And look, their defense didn't look good either. Jay Cutler, and these are the games that drive you crazy about Jay Cutler. These are the games when you watch him, you think, wow, he could be a franchise quarterback. And then next week he'll look awful. But last night he was terrific, didn't have any interceptions. Like I said, had three touchdown passes. And New England looked beatable. It's been a long time since they looked beatable. They had won 8 games in a row. The last time they had lost was a home game to the Panthers, 33-30, and that was after their 2-2 start that included the loss to the Chiefs to begin the season. They rattled off 8 straight wins, and now they lose to the Dolphins. And also, even though Bill, did anyone see Bill Belichick's post-game press conference where he was obviously not very happy? A lot of very short answers. He looked like he wanted to get the hell out of there. I think he was in there for about 5 minutes and may have said 5 sentences. And he was asked about the Patriots maybe looking past the Dolphins and looking ahead to this showdown with the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. That irritated him. But for New England, it still comes down to this game against Pittsburgh. And well, that's going to be awesome. We talk about the Chiefs and the Chargers. I'm glad the Chiefs and the Chargers are going to be playing on Saturday night, because I am going to want to focus on the New England-Pittsburgh game, which will decide who has the number one seed and who has the number two seed in the AFC. What team do you think is better, New England or Pittsburgh?
I think Pittsburgh's better, but New England still has Tom Brady, so.
Pittsburgh has Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, and Roethlisberger's a Hall of Famer, but Brady's the GOAT, so. I don't know. And it seems like the Patriots usually seem to have the Steelers' number, but.
They do.
I think Pittsburgh is better right now. I think they have a better defense, better running game, you know,
well,
better targets to throw to.
Big Ben in that offense covered up a lot of issues with Pittsburgh's defense against Baltimore.
True enough.
And their leader on the field, the guy that was wearing the green dot on his helmet, like the quarterback of that defense, was Ryan Shazier.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, we talk about the emotional loss because, I mean, that's more important. You want him to be able to be healthy and to be able to walk again. And, you know, that I think football is secondary when you talk about his condition, but now that we get further away from it, it does affect them.
Sure.
And their defense. And the Baltimore was up 11. Like every week that happens. Every week, Pittsburgh kind of looks bad for 2.5 quarters or 3 quarters. And then their offense, whether it's Roethlisberger or Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown, they pull the game out of the fire and end up getting the win. I don't know.
I guess I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that's what's going to make it so great to watch. Statistically, and like you said, you have to adjust it without Shazier. I don't know where they would be, but right now, Pittsburgh has the 7th-ranked defense in the NFL, and New England has the 29th.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Shazier's a big loss.
And he is. I don't know if he drops them that far. And also, you don't know, like, emotionally, do they play inspired football because of him? Does he become a rallying point for the team? In the short term, it seems like, you know, they've rallied around him, but, you know, how long does that last? I don't know. I saw that you mentioned Gronkowski being out. I think I saw yesterday that Tom Brady was 10-0 in his career without Gronkowski, like in games where Gronkowski didn't play
right
before yesterday, which I thought was amazing.
Wonder what his record is without Edelman and Gronkowski.
That's a good question. And those are your two best, his two most dependable guys.
Jake, are you?
But I was stunned when I heard
where
that.
Where did you hear that at?
Yeah, it just seems like he's missed more than 10 games, though.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter, and I wish I would have.
I mean, he's missed more than 10 games.
Was it just like some guy tweeting it, or was it an actual reporter?
10-0.
Somebody I followed.
It was like Taco Salazar making up a stat.
I mean, Gronk's been, especially the last couple of years, they won the Super Bowl without him last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like he's missed more than 10 games.
He has.
Maybe it's like 10-0 in his last. I don't know.
I think going into this matchup with the Steelers, the number you look at is Ben Roethlisberger, 3-7 against Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Yep.
I mean, it's that weird cycle that, you know, some reason when the Chiefs play New England, they just have their number. And the same thing, it seems like it goes with the Steelers. When they play New England,
right.
New England just owns them.
It's at Pittsburgh. That's a factor.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so Pittsburgh's 11-2, and New England's 10-3.
But I also think that loss last night was a gift for Bill Belichick. Now he can go into all week being like, hey, this is what happens when you don't show up.
Yeah, you know, and it really doesn't affect them, because
right.
if they win,
right.
they're going to win out. So for Pittsburgh, they have the Patriots. Then they play at the Texans. I don't think the Texans will beat them with T.J. Yates. Maybe Tom Savage will be back by then. I don't think that's a plus either. And then they host the Browns. So I don't think the Texans. I mean, either one of those games, if Pittsburgh lost, would be shocking, especially if they had just beat the Patriots and they just have to win out to claim the number one seed. Now, I mean, anything could happen. We've seen this NFL season, but that would be shocking if they had home field advantage riding on it. I don't think they're going to lose at Houston. I don't think they're going to lose against the Browns. And really the same can be said for the Patriots when you look at their remaining schedule. If they go to Pittsburgh and win, they tie Pittsburgh. They'll have the head-to-head tiebreaker, and then they host the Bills and host the Jets. And so there's nothing for these two teams after this game. It's this showdown. Kind of like the way I feel about the Chiefs and the Chargers, but I will take a step back after watching the Dolphins defense last night and know that there is an A game that can be played by Jay Cutler in that offense, and their offensive line was playing well, and their, you know, like I said, their defense gave New England multiple problems. So I will take a step back from that. There is, and they've had some good performances. They've also had some bizarre performances where they've lost to bad teams, and so they're a very difficult team to figure out. But so after watching last night, you know it's there. Like if they play like that, of course they could win at Arrowhead. I mean, Buffalo won at Arrowhead, and then I guess, you know, the Chiefs at Denver. You could dream up any kind of scenario there, because the Broncos, it looked like maybe they were going to have some infighting and maybe have a little give up on the season. Well, they looked really good against the Jets and shut them out. And so maybe they're headed towards a strong finish. And so I think it's reasonable to expect the winner of this game between the Chiefs and the Chargers to win the division, but I may take a small step back on the guaranteeing the winner gets the division title, because in this roller coaster of an NFL season and what we've seen from the Chiefs, good and bad, I mean, I could certainly envision them beating the Chargers and then laying an egg in one of those two games. And sure. just just putting the icing on the cake of that season. Like, there you go. We got you to believe one more time, and then so I will not declare. I got ahead of myself. I'll be honest with you. I got ahead of myself yesterday. I will not declare the division won if the Chiefs win. I mean, they'll have done a lot of the work and it'll be laid out there for them. But I mean, I can't sit here and guarantee they're going to beat the Dolphins and the Broncos after that.
No,
it's just they've just been too inconsistent. But I will tell you this: if they don't win, I think it's over.
Yeah.
You know. But again, I mean, hell, anything could happen. It's out there. Point is, the game's really, really, really important, no matter how you look at it.
Most likely, this game will determine the division.
No matter how you look at it.
Most likely. So here's the number. Gronkowski, since 2016 started, the Patriots?
What?
Patriots?
Mm-hmm.
We're 9-0 without Gronkowski. Since 2010, they're 20-5. Without him. I just thought I was surprised by that. You know, I was surprised when I saw that, because he is so...
Right, but they always win. Yeah. I mean, you know, except for Brady, you know, I feel like over the years you take anyone out of the lineup and say, hey, they're 20-5 without this guy. I mean...
Well, amazingly, what do they go, 10-6 without Brady?
11-5, I think.
11-5?
Yeah, 11 wins.
Castle...
With Matt Castle, so, but
it was all set in motion by the Chiefs, and that season led Castle to Kansas City, and
thanks a lot, Bernard Pollard. Well,
an AFC West championship.
That's right.
It was an AFC West championship.
That's right.
They got one
in 2010.
Thanks to Charlie Rice fixing the quarterback.
Castle.
Charlie Rice there last night. I see you tweet that out.
He was there. I saw they sent a picture of him standing on the field talking with Tom Brady.
Charlie Rice.
He was involved in some type of pregame coverage in Boston, I believe. Hmm. I thought I saw Tom Curran saying, and see him talking about the game leading up in our countdown shows. I don't know.
On NFL Network?
Does Charlie Rice live in Florida?
I don't know. Yeah, he does. Yeah, that's where they're. That's where you know. That's where he lived when he coached at KU. Right. So,
I mean, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? Why not have him on there?
Sure.
You know, I.
Well, they need some talent on NFL Network now since everybody's suspended.
Oh, boy.
So.
No. Yeah. Well, that's a story.
Boy, how howdy, man.
Right.
I was reading those allegations. Good gravy.
You want to read about those? Google, Internet, NFL Network.
There's a spider crawling on the back of your chair.
I like spiders. What does it look like? Is it menacing?
No, nah, it's a smallish one. It's like a bright yellow color.
My grandpa...
it's coming back towards you.
Was it is it a brown recluse or something?
No, no, no. It's just, I'll take a picture of it. Spider.
My grandpa, Danny Ontiveros, to scare the grandkids, used to eat spiders. And so I don't feel like I want to get into that.
Interesting. That would scare me if you did that right now.
Well, he'd see that right there in ground. You know what? Maybe he was just fooling. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he just squashed in his hand. Wow, I'm not going to rethink my whole childhood. Oh, but
it's a good story.
He would do stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, he would do anything to get a reaction out of the kids. So, you want me to eat that spider alive on the air?
No, I don't. That would scare me. Yeah. He looks like he's just kind of sitting there on your shoulder, like checking things out. You know,
he's listening to the show.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. But yeah, I think that's a good choice. I did not expect some very angry replies. When I just simply retweeted a picture of Tom Brady and Charlie Weiss having a nice discussion, thought maybe I'd hear something from the Chiefs. Says, oh, hey, thanks for that 2010 division title or something like that. But several very angry Kansas fans. One Kansas fan just tweeted the word thief. That's not nice. He didn't steal the money.
He was giving it.
Someone willingly paid him that money. They chose to pay. It's not a thief. He made his performance may not have warranted that type of salary, but I mean he had no gun at Notre Dame, you know. And you got to give me this money.
It's pretty phenomenal when you think about how much money he's been paid not to work.
Right.
Like I mean, it's like most people would love to get paid that, like just like a tenth of that to work, like their whole life.
But it all started by paying him to work.
It's true.
You know?
But then they're like, you know what? We'd rather pay you millions of dollars not to work.
He needs to get into broadcasting. I feel like he has a lot to say.
He does have a lot to say.
Would you not like to hear hear him talk about anything?
Yeah.
Jake, why don't you get him on the show?
I always thought his press conferences were entertaining at KU.
Did you really?
They were entertaining. I mean...
Because I really did not think he was very entertaining on the show when we used to have him on every week. Once in a while, but
yeah,
I don't know. Did you? Did you think he was?
I don't remember.
All right, the Sunflower Showdown.
Oh, you remember. I think you remember. What was your reaction when you saw the retweet? You're like, oh.
We are talking about K-State.
Was it you under a different account that said the
No,
tweet?
I mean,
thief?
I've told you. I didn't say that, but I didn't. I just saw it.
You had no reaction.
Well, I don't know.
Did you see like, hey, there's former Chiefs offensive coordinator?
No. I see him now, I say there's the guy that ruined Kansas football beyond recognition. That's what I think when I see him.
Okay. And as Bon Jovi said to me one time when I was getting hammered.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to hear the end of that story.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. You brought that. I wasn't going to bring that tweet up. You did. You brought it up. I wasn't going to sit here and discuss Charlie Weiss. We're going to take care of the spider that's apparently.
I'm sorry. I'm fascinated by it.
Like, what do you want to do with it? I mean,
nothing.
Come here and touch it.
I would not want him on my chair if I were sitting in a chair.
Come over here and touch it.
Mm-mm.
Does it bother you that I'm not bothered by it?
No, I think that's pretty impressive.
I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
What if I told you I was excited by it?
That's weird.
Yeah. Jake?
Don't kill it.
I'm not.
No, it's part of God's continuing creativity.
I'll pick up that sweet creature and put him outside on the deck.
Thank you.
You know, hey, we're all here just trying to make our way in life. We'll take a break back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Maybe the most shocking stat from last night's game, last night's loss by New England to Pittsburgh, not to Pittsburgh, but to Miami. The Patriots went 0-for-11 on third down. Their first game without a third down conversion since 1991. So that sets up the 11-2 Steelers and the 10-3 Patriots. Basically for the number one seed in the AFC. And so the big games this weekend. This is going to be great. Saturday night at Arrowhead Stadium. You've got the battle for the AFC West lead. 7:25 p.m. kickoff Saturday night. And the weather should be outstanding. Earlier in the day, you got the Bears and the Lions. Who cares? Then on Sunday, the games to watch, well, the game to watch above all the other games, it's a 3:25 kickoff between the Patriots and the Steelers. 3:25 kickoff between the Patriots and the Steelers. But as far as other games, look, we have to look ahead, and you'll have something. Let's put it this way. If the Chiefs win on Saturday night, sit back, watch all the other teams fight it out, enjoy yourself, enjoy the AFC West lead. If the Chiefs lose on Saturday night, take your kids to like Santa's Wonderland or something. Go for a long walk. Spend time with the family. Go to a brunch. Maybe go see Santa. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Early in the day. And so, we're going. That's right. I'm actually going to brunch with Santa on Sunday.
Well, there you go.
So either way, I'm happy. Get to go see Santa. I haven't seen him in a while. But possible teams that if the Chiefs did win on Saturday that they could play at Arrowhead if they win the division and host a first-round wild card game, the Bills. The Bills will be hosting the Dolphins. The Ravens. The Ravens will be at the Browns. And then the Titans will be at the 49ers. I don't know who I
see. Garoppolo go for his third straight win.
Oh, he had over 300 yards last weekend. That looked good. He looked good. I don't know if I had my choice who I would like to see the Chiefs play if they were able to make the playoffs. And win
I was
the division.
Thinking about that the other day. I don't know.
I think, well, we've seen Buffalo, and I think that I'd be very comfortable with the Chiefs getting another crack at Buffalo.
Yeah.
I don't think Buffalo would come in here and win twice in what span of time would that be in? About a month? I don't think they're capable of that. So I'd actually like to match it with Buffalo. Baltimore, I've seen the Chiefs host a wild card game against Baltimore at Arrowhead before. I'm good. I think they could beat Buffalo, I think they could beat Buffalo. Baltimore, I think, would be a tougher game. So I would choose Buffalo over Baltimore. What about Tennessee?
Yeah, I can't decide on Tennessee.
Mariota's got a knee issue.
Yeah, he didn't look very good this
weekend. No, he did not. I think if the team's available, I would. Even though Buffalo won at Arrowhead recently, I would pick Buffalo. I would choose Buffalo.
I guess my only fear would be that their coach seems to have a little bit of Andy Reid's number in terms of knowing what kind of plays he's going to call. Maybe since they switched to play calling, that wouldn't be as big of a deal.
Right.
But yeah, I would. I'd rather play Buffalo than Baltimore, I think. Not sure about Tennessee.
Jake, any thoughts on that? Possible matchups if the Chiefs win on Saturday, if we could dare to look ahead?
I think I'm in line with you guys. I think Baltimore and just the toughness that team plays with and carries in terms of, something we've talked with Jeff Chedia about is how this is kind of a finesse team. for lack of better words, maybe a little soft. And the Ravens will come, you know, they play in that AFC, you know, North that's just brutal. And I don't think that's a good matchup for the Chiefs. In terms of the Titans, like you said, Mariota's got a knee problem and he didn't look good last weekend, but still, I think that out of those three teams, the Bills are probably the team I'd like to see them match up with against the most. I think they might be motivated in that game more than the other two. It's a playoff game. How do you, I mean, can't really say that.
We're not motivated for this one. It's hard to.
It's the Titans coming in here. We're a little more motivated to play the Bills. No, I think that's the best matchup for the Chiefs. And yeah, that is a good point, though, Nate. You think of.
What'd you say?
Yeah. It's a great point, Nate.
Mm.
The Bills coaching staff looked like they knew what Andy Reid was doing. So let's get there.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. We can't look past this weekend.
Sure,
really.
We can.
I mean, we can't hear this morning because there's nothing else. I mean,
what absolutely can happen. All right. We lost the game Saturday night because St. John and Katie were looking ahead. They weren't focused on the Saturday night game.
You jerks.
I have been accused of jinxing things in the past.
Well, you do, though. True. There's no accusation. It's just we've laid it out. It's pretty much fact at this point. What? I mean. So, okay. No, you didn't answer my question, Jake. Pittsburgh or New England, who's the better team? What team would you fear most? What team would you least like to play in the divisional round of the playoffs?
That's it's like punch in the face or punch in the gut.
Well, which one do you want?
I'll take the gut.
Both of them for you.
I really don't want anything to do with Pittsburgh. I really don't, but it seems like the Patriots know how to play Pittsburgh, but I think Pittsburgh's the better team. I think they have more weapons on offense. They just look like the more dangerous team, and they absolutely own Kansas City. They own the Chiefs. So I'll take my shot against New England if I'm Kansas City Chiefs. I think right now, after just totally reactionary, I think the Steelers are a better team after watching Miami pretty much dismantle that front line of New England. And I mean, that's a good defensive front for Miami, but it's not great. But and they just completely did whatever they wanted with New England last night. So I think.
But again, the loss of Shazier to the defense.
Right.
That's significant.
Yep, it is. But I feel like the Steelers are. They are that defense. It doesn't really matter who's in it. They just keep putting guys in. And they keep producing, and so, you know, we'll see if they can overcome that. It is a vital piece on that back end of that defense. But I think the Steelers right now are the best team in the AFC.
Who would be right now, if you had to pick one, who's your favorite in the NFC?
I had been saying the Saints.
We'll say it.
Well, but recent events have made me, you know, question that.
No, back down. Nobody likes that. Jake?
Good question.
Don't butter me up.
You know, if Aaron Rodgers comes back 100%, it'd be hard for me to go against the Packers.
We got to make it first. Yeah.
They're not in it right now.
But I'm saying if he comes back 100%.
Well, if he comes back 100% and they win all their games, they still might not make it.
10-6 should get them in, though, shouldn't it?
Not. I mean, in the NFC, you're looking at.
Right now, that last spot is being battled for by Atlanta and Seattle, and they're both 8-5.
And the Panthers, 9-4.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like they're good.
Right, but I mean, they're going to, the Saints or the Panthers are going to, one of those two teams are going to get the wild card, and I think
it comes down to the Falcons or the Seahawks.
Yeah, I mean, I think even if Aaron Rodgers comes back and lights it up, I still don't think they're getting in, if they went out.
Here's my favorite, I don't know if it was the stat, just my favorite fact from the NFC. Right now, the top three seeds Philadelphia, Minnesota, and Los Angeles.
Who are you kidding me? I like the Eagles.
The quarterbacks for the top three seeds in the NFC right now are Nick Foles, Case Keenum, and Jared Goff. What do they have in common? Let Nate. Of all people that should know this, should be Nate. Because Nate utilized this fact several times last year in arguing with you. And I'll be very disappointed if you don't know this.
Oh, man.
Look at the wheels turning in Nate's head right now.
What do they have in common?
Right. If you want to give up, you can just give up, and I'll tell you.
I'm just trying to think. I mean, I'm
you'll like it, I think.
Thinking where each guy went to college. I'm thinking of...
Jake, do you know? You don't know either?
I don't think I do.
As much as you guys argued about this.
I'm assuming it has something to do with Alex Smith.
I'll just have to tell you.
It has to do with something with interceptions,
okay.
Probably.
Do you guys remember when you used to argue about Nick Foles?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you kept, what your ace in the hole would always be.
Oh, well, he got benched for both guys.
The Rams cut him. The Rams cut him for Case Keenum.
Yeah.
Jared Goff and Case Keenum and Nick Foles were all on the Rams roster the day before training camp 2016.
Wow. Wow.
And somewhere, Jeff Fisher is pounding whiskey right now. You say, well, I mean, Nick Foles, how good? They cut him for Case Keenum. Case Keenum actually looks pretty good, which is crazy, right?
Yeah, they're waiting for him to fail.
Yeah, they keep, because remember, halfway through this, we got to bench him for Teddy Bridgewater's job. Nope. He's just holding the place.
They are dying for him to suck, and he keeps performing.
But remember in Hard Knocks, when it showed Jeff Fisher,
Phone
call,
yeah.
Nick Foles? They cut Nick Foles. Oh, Nick Foles sucks. They're going to go with Case Keenum and Jared Goff, and then you're like, I told you. Damn it, give me a job.
I tell you what, I wouldn't put Seattle in for sure yet. They got the Rams this weekend and then at the Cowboys next weekend.
No, I think it's Seattle or Atlanta for the last spot.
Ah. Let's see what Atlanta's.
They're both 8-5. Atlanta beat Seattle head-to-head, right?
Just trying
Atlanta's,
to find a way to get Aaron Rodgers
Atlanta's
in there.
Atlanta's at the Bucs, at the Saints, and against the Panthers.
Right.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a good race. Good race.
No, they could. I mean, the Packers could make it in, but. I mean, the Packers go to the Panthers.
Yeah.
Home against the Vikings and at the Lions.
It'll be tough. With Aaron Rodgers, anything's possible. But,
right. And he hasn't played yet.
We'll see how healthy he really is, too. Because I mean, this time it's his throwing shoulder, right?
They have to win out.
Yeah. Oh, they have to even have a chance. They got to win out. Yeah.
Right.
You don't see 10 and 6 teams miss the playoffs very often, but Chiefs haven't had it happen to them once.
Right. But it would come down to this week against Carolina. If they beat Carolina, then anything's possible. But they would have to win at Carolina this weekend, which, if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, clearly possible. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Nate Buchady will be out and about for lunch today. Nate, tell us all about it.
Oh, man, you can enjoy a delicious lunch special. You got $6 in your pocket over there?
Nope.
Well, if you did, you could have lunch with me at the Firehouse Subs at Blue Ridge Crossing off of Sterling Avenue. It's right on the corner of Kansas City, Missouri, and Independence, basically, is what we're talking about here. Blue Ridge Crossing and Sterling Avenue. I'll be there from 11 to 1, and the special today is the phenomenal meatball sub, chips, and a drink for just $6. So a full meal at Firehouse for $6. You can't beat it. I like to get the meatball sub with the sweet heat seasoning. It's the perfect amount of spicy and a delicious hot steamy meatball sandwich. So come see me today from 11 to 1 at the Firehouse Subs. Our man Charlie's going to be there with some giveaways as well.
Hey, Charlie.
Come on and say, Chuck. Hey, Chuck, what's up, Chuck?
What's up, Chuck?
Now, Charlie had a lot of questions in our meeting yesterday.
Boy, didn't he?
I like that.
Yep, he had a notepad out.
Got to ask questions.
Nope. Make the meeting go longer.
Right.
Shut your mouth.
No, I believe that gentleman by the name of Jake Gutierrez made that meeting go longer. So you don't point fingers.
What?
Because what happens when you point at somebody else?
Yeah, 3 pointing right back at
nope.
you.
Nope. I go shark fin point.
Right, well, I'll give you
that a shark. That is smart to do the shark fin.
About ready to give you a shark fin.
Shark fin, no.
Hey, sorry I'm late.
My desperation to leave this office. All right.
Well, I guess we'll go over this again, Jake, since you missed it earlier.
My hope was, we're done, all right. See you later. I'm out of here.
You can always tell at our production meeting, Jake's tries to figure out the timing to walk in right as everybody's walking out.
And I'm usually pretty good.
I'm late. Did I miss anything?
I haven't texted us that, you know, they're waiting for you to start this.
You did say that.
This is not going to work today. Now you're infringing upon my opportunity to...
Hey, you guys meeting in here?
Leave.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to come in anyways.
Here's one other... that's probably my favorite part. You guys having a meeting in here?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, let me interrupt anyways.
I got a question.
Thank you. Here's one other, fallout from the game last night that is, I don't know, I know there's always this debate, but I find it a good thing to be able to rest your football team. If Pittsburgh wins against New England, that's it. They clinch home field advantage, and they could sit everyone for the final 2 weeks of the regular season, and then the first week of the playoffs. They would essentially have 3 weeks to do with whatever they wanted.
Well, I don't know if you want to sit for 3 weeks. I think
right.
You get a little rusty.
But it's the know? Opportunity.
Yeah.
You know.
Rest guys maybe that need it. You know, you might not rest everybody, but if you got a guy that's been dealing with some sort of nagging injuries or whatever.
Right. Also, you can let him play the first half and, yep. hey, why don't you yep. take a seat.
Work on some things and, yep. and figure out some things, you know, without Shazier. Again, it was a very... Sure. important loss for a number of reasons to that defense. And so, yeah, that would give the Pittsburgh Steelers a two-game advantage and head-to-head tiebreaker, and it would be over. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. This is what happens to me in the final 3 weeks of the NFL season. I become obsessed with playoff scenarios. We used to play a game called Scenario with Aaron Swartz, our former yep. producer. That's a different,
I missed that game.
Very different game.
Missed
with
that guy.
Many different outcomes. But, you know what? I miss him, too.
I tried to get him to come over and watch the fight with me on Saturday, but he blew me off. He did ask how you guys were doing,
though. He did what?
Blew me off.
It's your own business, buddy.
Brushed me off. Oh. He said no. He had more important things to do. Jerk. Where's that spider at?
He's gone.
Safe and sound outside.
Did you see me release him very tenderly?
Yep.
Here's the other thing.
Notepad.
So if Pittsburgh loses, or if Pittsburgh beats New England, right? So they clinch home field advantage. And then if Jacksonville wins, they'd be tied with New England, but then they'd have a better conference record. And Jacksonville finishes off hosting the Texans at the 49ers and then at the Titans. That'll be tough for them. That'll be a showdown. But there would at least then be the scenario that the Patriots could fall to the 3 seed. And if they were the 3 seed and the Chiefs ended up winning the division and the Chiefs were the 4 seed, then I believe then the Chiefs could win a home playoff game and then head to Pittsburgh.
I hope they get that far, man.
Yeah.
You know, after everything that's happened this year, I hope they get that.
I do too, but I always want them to go that far. But boy, I want nothing to do with them playing in Pittsburgh. But it would be in the divisional round, so I'd want everything to do with it. But I just think it would be it would be a fitting final chapter to Alex Smith's time in Kansas City. So. What are you looking at me for? What are you smiling for?
I'm not smiling.
It would be. It would be like one last thing. Okay, and you're going to lose to the better quarterback just one final time.
You're going to Pittsburgh.
Aw, crap.
I mean, that's the thing. Alex Smith is better than most of the quarterbacks in the AFC. He has been for most of his tenure with the Chiefs, but he's not as good as Tom Brady or Ben Roethlisberger.
You're wrong. He has not been there for 10 years.
Tenure.
I can't hear right. Back after this on WHB. Hey, baseball fans. Hey, seam heads. Let's talk baseball with Rustin Dodd now, live from the winter meetings. Rustin Dodd will join us live from beautiful Florida. Perhaps he is also talking with Charlie Weiss, as Tom Brady was last night down in Florida. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm not going to jump to conclusions, but...
maybe just giving him money for no reason.
Let's hear from Rustin Dodd after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.